Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and by His grace, we begin yet another episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a lovely bhajan. You will love this bhajan, Lord Krishna. We are so grateful to Bhagwan that we are able to bring back this bhajan into our lives, into our hearts, into our homes after so many years. It used to be sung in the sacred divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal.
So there are six lines in this bhajan. We'll go on and share with you the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then you're going to listen to an explanation of the words of this bhajan. It will be in the form of a conversation with Mr. Vijay Sarathi, who works as a senior statistician in the administrative block of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So that is coming up in the course of this program. For now, the lyrics.
Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Nanda Mukunda, Shama Gopal, Radha Madhava, Radhe Gopal, Bhakti Uddhara, Parti Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Satya Sai Gopal.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, so let's learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ashwath and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is set to scale C sharp pancham. Nanda Gopal, 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 Nanda Gopal. Nanda Mukunda, Shama Gopal, Nanda Mukunda, Shama Gopal, Nanda Mukunda, Shama Gopal, Nanda Mukunda, Shama Gopal. Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Radha Madhava, Radhe Gopal, Radha Madhava, Radhe Gopal, Radha Madhava, Radhe Gopal, Radha Madhava, Radhe Gopal, Bhakta Uddhara, Parti Gopal, Bhakta Uddhara, Parti Gopal, Bhakta Parti Gopal, Bhakta Uddhara, Parti Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Satya Sai Gopal, Sai Gopal, Satya Sai Gopal. Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal.
So that's the lovely, sweet melody that Bhagwan has gifted us for this session of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Brother Ashwat sang it for us, bringing back to life such a lovely composition. Even though the melody sounds so contemporary, it had the privilege of being offered at the lotus feet of Bhagwan in the yester years, and it is our privilege now to bring this melody back into our lives. Before we go on and learn what makes this composition so beautiful, what are the swaras, which raga has come forward to give company to this beautiful bhajan, let's learn from Anirudh little more about what he thinks about the feel of the bhajan. Yes, Anirudh, so your thoughts when you discovered this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This beautiful bhajan, when you ask me raga, it is based on the very, very soothing raga called Yaman or Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. As soon as I heard this bhajan from Brother Ashwat, it was a very soothing experience for me, because the tune of this simple namavali, it was like a lullaby actually.
Sai Gopal, Satya Sai Gopal.
So the moment I heard, it was more tempting to sing this bhajan without beat, in a more lullaby style, you can say.
Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal.
It gives the beautiful thoughts of little Krishna.
Yes.
On Mother Yashoda's lap. It's up to our imagination how to visualize this bhajan. And the raga is so soothing, and it lifts the bhajan in that mood. And it is a medium slow bhajan, I can say, because to have that feel, I think you have to sing this bhajan in a little slow way. And when you sing this bhajan in a slow way, the words are a little spaced out.
Nanda Mukunda.
So actually it is like a practice for singers, as to each syllable, where the note is properly hit or no. So this bhajan, singing this bhajan itself gives a practice of that. If you see the second line.
Nanda Mukunda Shyam Gopal.
I think rarely we come across any bhajan where this much spaced out are the syllables.
Nanda Mukunda Shyam Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal. Radha Madhava Radhe Gopal.
Though they are simple lyrics, Radha Madhava Radhe Gopal, the tune is so uplifting.
Radha Madhava.
So it goes with a long glide.
Radhe Gopal.
And the next line, it really sings with the tune. Bhakta Uddhara. It's more uplifting, so it's more higher.
Bhakta Uddhara Parti Gopal. Sai Gopal, Satya Sai Gopal.
It has a beautiful pinch of the Shuddha Madhyamam as well.
Sai Gopal Maga.
Along with the Tivrama, which gives a little bit of Behag touch. But all the other lines are based on Yaman. So we can say this beautiful soothing melody is based on Yaman or Kalyani in the classical music.
It's like, you know, as you're singing, you can slowly cherish every drop of the beauty of the bhajan.
Yes.
And if you're a technical person, you can relish the beauty of the raga too.
Yes.
Of Rag Yaman.
Yes. It's a wonderful raga. As you said, the way you said was very nice, that which raga has accompanied along with this particular vintage bhajan to give life altogether. So it is our Yaman.
Wonderful. You know, as you were singing this bhajan slowly, it is almost like an alap.
Yes.
This bhajan lends itself to that kind of a feel, isn't it?
Yes.
And Yaman so beautifully aids in that endeavor.
Absolutely.
Maybe just spend some time, you know, on the flavor of Yaman and how Yaman has come not only to this bhajan, but there, I think there are so many bhajans,
yes,
right?
Yes, there are plenty of Sai bhajans in Yaman.
And which have that sort of meditative feel.
Yes.
So maybe we could spend little time on this beautiful
raga. We have Yaman used in both ways in our bhajans. The ones which is used in a medium bhajan, a fast bhajan, also in slow bhajan. Slow bhajans, for example, if you take, there are so many bhajans.
Anandamaya Bhagava, He Premamaya Bhagava, O Bhagava, Sai Bhagava. अवतार तुम्हें हो मेरे राम मेरे श्याम शिरडी साई पर तेरा कोटि प्रणाम शत कोटि प्रणाम हे दीनानाथ साई राम हे
And so on.
Yeah.
In the slow bhajans, if you take the medium bhajans, you have
Devakitanaya Dayanidhe Gopala Giridhara Bala Nataraja Namami Shankara.
All these bhajans come to the medium. If you take the fast bhajans, you have
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय श्री रंगा हरे विठला साई रंगा हरे विठला हे दयानिधे विठला हे कृपानिधे विठला हे साई प्रभो विठला सत्य साई प्रभु विठला प्रभु रामचंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेया.
So we have Kalyani being used extensively in our Sai bhajans in all the three sections, slow bhajans, medium as well as fast.
So you will find bhajans which are energetic, you will find bhajans which are meditative.
Yes.
All rasas. I think that way the raga is so versatile.
Yes, that's.
And of course, ultimately, it depends on the composer and the inspiration. The raga is a tool, but how the source guides you is how you use it.
Yes, perhaps the Sai bhajans actually has opened the door for such an exploration of the raga.
Exactly.
Maybe, I don't know, I guess, maybe you wouldn't find any fast Yaman kind of approach outside.
Correct.
Like
outside
in the normal,
the confines of Sai bhajans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Yaman is generally used for a slow dhun, especially the Hindustani music approach is towards the raga is very slow. You go slowly from ne re re ga and you merge in each note. So that's how the whole approach. Whereas our Sai Bhajans, we have that, I can say Swami has put it in such a way that the lyrics and the bhavam is the most important. So the raga actually comes in, like something like obeys the bhava.
Yeah. the raga takes different forms and
exactly.
shades and hues.
So be it fast, be it energy, be it...
Yes.
I can give one more example, like the raga todi or Shubha Panthorali, for example. It is also used as slow and fast. For slow, if you see...
Om Jagajanani Sai Mata
gives a pathos in the slow bhajans. If you see the fast bhajans,
Shirdi Nivasa Sai Shankara,
it gives the same pathos but in a more energy.
Yes.
So, it has varied applications. As you said, it's up to the composer and what idea Swami gives through his, through him to express out the bhava.
In fact, some time back, while speaking to one very renowned musician, you know, he was saying, Sai Bhajans are so interesting for this facet wherein, you know, every 3 minutes, you're moving on to a different raga.
Yes. If you analyze so technically, musically.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he said, how do you guys do it? You know, for a classical musician, they spend like half an hour, you know, in one particular raga.
Yes.
And it takes a while before they shift to another raga, you know.
Yes.
But here, like every 3-4 minutes, we are shifting one raga after another. But I think, you know, that's you're just carried away by what is carrying the raga.
Yes.
Than the raga itself. So I think
that itself shows that the bhava or the feeling is something beyond which is constantly changing.
Yes.
Even the music changes, but the bhava actually is constant.
Yeah. Wonderful. So let's do the swaras. I think we will love the swaras.
Yes. So what makes this bhajan so soothing, we'll discover with the swaras. The first line.
Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal. Niri riga riga ma pa pa ma da pa. Niri riga riga ma pa pa ma da pa.
And I think, as you mentioned before, someone who wants to enjoy Yaman can just sing this swaras of the bhajan slowly.
Even go, sing the bhajan slowly.
Yeah, sing the bhajan slowly is to enjoy the sort of beauty and you know, the sweetness of the names of the bhajan along with the raga. And you can just do only the swaras just to enjoy the sweetness of the raga also.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's do the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is simple 8-beat or aditalam in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
session. Thanks to Swami. Thanks to you, Anirudh and Sai Prasad.
Thank you, brother.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So it's time now to dwell on the meaning of the bhajan, on the words of the bhajan. And joining me in this endeavor is Mr. Vijay Sarathy. Mr. Vijay Sarathy has been serving in the administrative block of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for over 3 decades. He has spent so many years staying in Prashant Nilayam and ruminating on Bhagwan's teachings, experiencing Bhagwan at close quarters. So in this conversation, he shares his understandings about the different words that make this beautiful bhajan. Sai Ram, brother Vijay Sarathy, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Class.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
So we have another lovely bhajan to contemplate on.
Yeah.
And this bhajan has all those beautiful names of Lord Krishna. Of course, Lord Krishna has so many names, but I think some of the most common names of Lord Krishna, Gopala, Madhava, Nandagopala, Radha Madhava. So you have all those words in this
words,
bhajan. And if you also have heard the tune, it is so simple. And this bhajan has only these names and nothing else. Just the names. And we know how Bhagwan has given so many beautiful ways to relate to the Lord through these names. So in your own study of Bhagwan's literature, in your own contemplation of the names of the Lord, especially these names by which we adore Lord Krishna, what is your understanding of what Gopala means, what Mukunda means, what Radha Madhava means?
Gopala, the word, wherever you see the Gopala, Govinda, the Go, Gakaramu, represents Gnanam. Gnanam, wisdom.
So go means wisdom.
Wisdom. So go, gnanani ardhinchi emarani paripalinchu vadu gopaludu. That is one who aspires wisdom at the young age. The bestower of that wisdom is nothing but the Lord Krishna.
So Gopa is one who aspires for wisdom at a young age.
Young age.
So he is Gopa.
Gopa. Gopa. Gopa Baluru. Gopikas. These are all aspirants of wisdom.
So aspirants of wisdom at a young age.
Young age.
That is what is the meaning of
that
Gopa.
That is the Gopa. That is the meaning.
And so Gopala is one who takes care of...
Takes care of that. Bestower of that wisdom.
Of that wisdom.
That
wow.
wisdom.
Wow.
That is why Bhagavan, no, in the young age itself, he has trained all the students.
Yes.
Vidyardhulu. No? Aspirants of...
See, in fact, if you see Bhagavan's education mission, right from the time he started Veda Pathshala.
Yes.
And then the Vrindavan College.
College.
Subsequently.
Yes.
In fact, in the Vrindavan College days, Swami used to write letters to all the boys. And he used to directly communicate that I want you to be like Gopikas. He named it Vrindavan.
Yes.
And he said that I want you to have that kind of MB, that Madhura Bhakti.
Madhura Bhakti.
That is the Madhura Bhakti. Swami said, I want every student in Vrindavan to cultivate. And he created that kind of environment, you know, where students were milking cows. Students were doing all the work, like living in a Gurukula. And Swami was that Krishna playing around with the students. He was there with the morning, dawn till dusk.
Yes.
And he installed a statue of Krishna there in Vrindavan. So this
it all
is very,
has inner meaning.
This is so beautiful as you what you are saying. Gopala is not one who looks out for the cows. I mean, that is
not the,
the
caste or this thing. It is the aspirants.
It is the
aspirants of wisdom.
Wisdom.
They are Gopalas. The Swami was converting every student into a Gopala.
Yes. That is why Krishna is called as Jagadguru.
Mm-hmm.
Jagat. The one who knows past, present, future of every creature and all the 14 worlds is Lord Krishna.
Mm.
That is why he told Arjuna, you just go and do my duty. I have already killed them.
So don't think you are killing and committing sin or anything.
No,
it's already done.
He knows past, present, future of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why he is called Pandita.
Uh-huh.
He is the only Pandita in the Srishti. Pandita means Paramatma yokka andamulo tattvamunu telisina vadu Panditudu.
Wow. Paramatma once again?
Paramatma andamulo.
So Paramatma andamulo.
Brahmandam.
This Brahmandam.
తత్వమును తత్వం ఐఎమ్ దాట్ తత్వమును నేనే అది తత్వమును తెలిసిన వాడు పండితుడు
సో హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది ఎసెన్స్
ఎస్
ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ది
ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ పండిత
పండిత
అండ్ ఓన్లీ లార్డ్ ఈజ్ పండిత
లార్డ్ కేశవ ఈజ్ ద ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ది
ఓన్లీ ట్రూ స్కాలర్
ఈజ్ ద ఓన్లీ జగద్గురు నాట్ దట్ హూ చాంట్స్ భగవద్గీత ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ జగద్గురు హూ నోస్ ది పరమాత్మ అండం
Uh-huh.
The tattvam in Paramatma Andam is Lord Krishna.
Mm.
So, and he is called Guru Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
That is Atma Gnani. Sri Ramudu Atma Swarupa. Sri Krishnudu Atma Gnana Swarupa.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we call Lord Krishna as Guru Bhagavan.
As Jagadguru.
Jagadguru. Guru Bhagavan.
Mm.
He is Guru as well as Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Lord Krishna is
as
that.
A guru he taught Arjuna.
Yes.
He gave the immortal message of Bhagavad Gita.
And Atma Gnani, when you say, sometimes we say Radha Krishna. Radha. Radha means Atma Gnanamakunaku Dharayena Radhaye Krishna. Radha. The source of Atma Gnana, the source of Atma Gnana, the flow of Atma Gnana is nothing but the embodiment of Radha.
So the
ఆధారమైన
ఆధార్ ది ఆధార్ ఆఫ్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన
ఆత్మజ్ఞాన ఈస్ కృష్ణ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ టుగెదర్
వేర్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది స్ట్రీమ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ రాధా
రాధా రాధా కృష్ణ వెన్ యూ సే యు ఆర్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ద నామం రాధా కృష్ణ వెన్ యూ సే చాంట్ యు ఆర్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన దట్ ఈస్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ మీన్ విజ్డమ్
ఎస్ So Krishna is Atma Gyana Swarupa.
Swarupa.
He is the source. And
source.
He's the very form of self-knowledge.
Self-knowledge.
He is self-knowledge.
Supreme self.
Supreme self-knowledge. And Radha is someone
Dhara.
Who is the
source.
Stream.
Stream. Dhara.
A stream and the basis of that self-knowledge.
Basis of that.
Wow. Wow.
So every namam of Krishna gives you wisdom.
Wow.
Hmm. Once in a discourse in Mandir when I was sitting, Bhagavan told about why to do bhajan, you know, by clapping, you know, people clap and do.
Mm.
For that he said, when you are sitting in a nature, I mean park or somewhere, birds noise will be, you will come across.
Mm.
So to overcome that you do clap, it goes off.
Mm.
Same way, you do bhajan with the clapping, all your bad thoughts will go and the shanti you will get. That peace you will get.
Oh, yes, I mean, I remember as you are mentioning, Swami used to say how on a tree there are all these birds and they're creating all sorts of noises.
So
similarly, you have all these desires who are sitting on
haunting, harping on us.
On your mind. And just like when you clap and all the birds
goes off.
Go
same
off.
Way, same way, with God's name when you clap, exactly. All these things will go.
All the other noise go
noise
off.
Noise will go.
Wow. Then you will be blessed with only the vibrations of the name.
It reminds me one of the miracle which I heard from my neighbor, Mr. Bardolai Garu.
He used to teach in the college.
He used
right?
to teach in our college. I was his neighbor for a few years.
In the staff quarters.
He was in Assam. His family was in Assam. His brothers' families were in Assam. His brothers' children, daughters, they used to go and do bhajan in one of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And every Thursday they used to go and do. One Thursday when they went, they saw that owner of the house is dead and the corpse was kept there and they entered inside.
But they didn't know.
So when they said, the lady said, the Grihalakshmi, she said, you do bhajan, what is wrong? If somebody dies, what is wrong? Nothing wrong in doing bhajan and somebody is dead.
Oh, they allowed the bhajan.
They allowed bhajan. So they started doing the bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
When they were clapping and doing the bhajan, they heard one more clap with them.
Uh-huh.
The dead body got up and did bhajan.
Really?
Wow. Really, it happened. Mm-hmm. And they were in shock. They asked that guy, what happened? The person who died, he said, when you are doing bhajan, I saw Swami coming inside
mm-hmm.
and woke me up.
Swami woke me up.
Mm-hmm. And he gave life for some more years
mm-hmm.
and sanctify by doing good things.
Oh, he told sanctify
he told
your life.
Life. Then he started doing the bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
They were so happy. They have mentioned in their book also. Bardwala mm-hmm. sir has mentioned in one of his book.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from him.
Directly.
He was my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the power of chanting God's name.
Mm-hmm.
Bhajan means chanting God's name only.
Yes.
His glory.
Mm-hmm.
Govinda Sankirtanam.
Mm-hmm.
Govinda Namakirtanam. It is chanting the glory. How it cleans us, we need not be in a business way find out. But it will do its duty whenever it is required.
Mm, wow.
Isn't
fantastic,
it?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think you also on your own would have experienced the power of chanting.
I had a car when I was traveling from in Bangalore to Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm.
Near Bagaipalli, once I met with an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was, my God, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Huge lorry and my car was under the tire of the...
Oh my God.
And it dashed and took the car to the at least some 20 feet.
So dragged the car.
Oh. It hit the car and dragged it. I was inside. I was telling Swami, that's all. Bhagavantudu naamam japiste chalu. He comes faster than the nature.
If you just chant.
Chant. See, when we do karma, whether it is good or not, it has its own time. When we pray to Panchabhutas, it gives its own time. It takes its own time. Ashtadikpalakas, when you pray, they have their own time.
Ashtadik, the guardians
of the eight
directions.
Eight directions.
Mm-hmm.
So they take their own time.
Mm-hmm.
But only Satya Sai, when you call in the right moment, there is no split of second, he just lands. That is the power of Namam. That is the power of our Lord.
So nothing happened to you?
Nothing happened to me. Only his car got a little scratched and that too I got it by insurance. Nothing happened. It was deadly. But there, rather than quoting my own incident, I quoted my neighbor's incident, which was more sweeter and appealing. Saving him from the deathbed. So that is one of the things I have experienced in my life. Power of chanting God's name.
Wow. And in fact, in this bhajan, you know, one of the lines is Bhakto Dhara Parti Gopal. You know, what you narrated is that Bhakto
Dhara. Bhaktam Uddharinchadam. No, uplifting that devotee in a right time.
At the right time. And Parti Gopal, you know, when you think about Parti Gopal.
He is our Parti Gopala.
Yes.
Parthi Rama, Parthi Siva, Parthi Gopala. Swami is the embodiment of all devotees. Sakala Devi, Devatatita Swarupa. Sakala Devi, Devatatita Swarupa.
He is the one who is beyond all the names and forms of
forms
God.
Forms of God.
Atita Swarupa.
Atita Swarupa. See, you would have heard Siva as Satya Swarupa. Krishna as Prema Swarupa. But when you chant Ishwara's name, Ishwar Prem Hai, we'll say. Ishwar Satya Hai, we say. We don't say Ishwar Prem Swarup Hai.
No.
Ishwar Satya Swarup Hai. We don't say. The moment you say Ishwar, it becomes Satyame Ishwar.
Yes.
Ishwar Satyam.
Yes.
Ishwar Prem.
Because
Prem Ishwar.
It goes beyond the form.
Beyond the form. Ishwarambatanaya Sakshat Satyam. Ishwarambatanaya Sakshat Prem Hai. Isn't it?
Correct.
So Rupa is different, Rupa is different, but the thing which is beyond Swarupa is different.
Yeah, I mean he is that principle of truth which is beyond the name.
Beyond the name.
And the form. Wow, and that's so, I mean, Swami was called Satya.
That is why he is chanted by all the names.
One
who is beyond all the names and forms alone can be chanted like this. No other gods, no other religions, nowhere. Only Satya Sai Baba. He taught us and we got the opportunity to chant also. Mm-hmm. That is our fortune.
Mm. Wow. And all these names and attributes come when that supreme principle takes on a form. You have that Gopala, and you have, you know, and I think when you chant Parthi Gopala or Satya Sai Gopala, you know, it is so easy to relate to everything that you have read in the scriptures. About
Krishna.
And you can see that so beautifully in the life of Bhagwan and the devotees. Satya Sai devotees, isn't it?
In that whole community in Bhagwan's kingdom, students are more fortunate because the Krishna part of the Lord Satya Sai, mostly students have enjoyed.
The physical proximity.
Ananda Balude, Tanavarito Adu Konagavache, in one of the poems Bhagwan said.
Yes.
Ananda Balude, the Nanda Bala of Krishna.
That
Krishna,
Nanda kid.
Krishna.
Here what we said.
Ananda Balude, that Satya Sai, played with our students. No?
Wow. So, so Ananda Balude, that son of Nanda,
Nanda
became Ananda.
Ananda Balude.
Became Ananda.
Ananda. And played with us.
And played with
all of us.
With the students. Wow. Wow. Amazing. I mean, it reminds me of how Swami once, when he went to the Vrindavan hostel, he was talking about Krishna Avatara and, you know, he said, people have all these pictures about Krishna. And, you know, that Krishna was, they always portray Krishna wearing a crown and the peacock feather being there on the crown. Mm. Swami said, it's not as if Krishna was all the time wearing a crown.
Yes, Swami said.
Swami said, he used to just take a towel and he used to just tie it on his head. And on top of that, he used to just put this peacock because there are so many peacocks around because peacock feathers lying around, so he would just pick and put it, and then Swami asked for a towel and then he actually put it around his head and he showed this is how Krishna used to do.
Yes,
you know, I mean, those were kind of those fantastic moments, you know, when you're reliving that Krishna. You saw that come alive in Sai Krishna's life in Vrindavan. Wow,
that is our Supreme Lord.
And I think just like you had seen that kind of leelas of Krishna as a little one, you had that same kind of beautiful leelas even during Bhagwan's birth. You know, if you compare the birth of Krishna and see the birth of Bhagwan, Satya Sai, you would find so many beautiful parallels.
Being as a small kid,
he did lot of leelas.
Actually, Balakrishna killed a lot of demons, just like that. But when he grew up, he didn't kill anybody. He made Arjuna to kill.
Correct.
There, Danavatvam has gone. Danavatvam in Manavatva, he made Arjuna to kill.
Kill the demonic nature
in man.
In man.
Lobham, miserliness. Mm. No? Mm. Not only my property, my brother's property is also mine. Mm. Something like that.
Yes. And Swami says, in that avatar, I killed the demons and then I tried to kill the demonic nature.
Demonic nature.
But here I am transforming, Swami said.
Swami is supreme, sir.
Because he said, if I kill, then I don't know if anybody will be alive.
It's a nurturing, culturing.
Wow.
Actually, we, Bhagwan, the bhakti in us made us to culture ourselves. Through bhajans, through seva activities.
Yes.
It first cultures, then nurtures, then the tree grows.
I think very beautifully you said, you know, these bhajans are for that culturing of our heart.
Bhajans give utmost peace. No doubt in that.
I think that is the reason why
it's our swasa.
Swasa, breath.
Breath.
It is our breath. Mm. Wow. I think because there is no sure way, as Swami says, for the Kali Yuga, Namasmarana is the best and the easiest way.
Easiest way.
And that is the
And way. That happens all the round the clock in Puttaparthi.
Yes, all the time in Puttaparthi, yes.
And wherever the devotees are there, they follow that.
I think that is the legacy. I mean, one of the most beautiful legacies of of the Satyasai Avatar is the Sai Bhajan movement. And I think, but as we sing these lines, as we chant these words, Gopala, Radha, if we can understand the Akshara Tattvam, as you said, you can understand the meaning of what they convey. You know, when we say Radha, if you can think that, you know, she is the basis of self-knowledge.
Adharamaina dharaye Radha.
When we chant Gopala, if we can think that, you know, Gopala is one who aspires for self-knowledge.
Self-knowledge.
At a young age. Yes. So if we are filled with these kind of thoughts, as we sing these lines, I think the bhajan, every bhajan can elevate us.
Elevate us.
Every bhajan will, at the end of, you know, those 15 minutes or half an hour or 45 minutes, you know, we would really find ourselves at a sublime plane.
Tadatmya bhavam. I and you are one.
I and you are one, yeah. That kind of a feeling bhajans can give us. I mean, that is the potential.
Yes.
Of every bhajan, and I think that's what we should do. I think one very beautiful thing which will really help is to read Bhagwan's literature, isn't it? Only when we read that we will...
And know the Akshara Tattvam.
Know the meaning of the words, yes. If someone knows Sanskrit, then it is fantastic. But otherwise, I think we should just read Sai literature and then try to immerse ourselves in what the bhajan is conveying through the beautiful words. Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir, for coming for this session.
Sai.
I know there'll be many more insights, but we will pray to Bhagwan and see how he guides us in the future episodes of this beautiful Nama Sankirtana Sadhana. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram, sir. Thank you. Thank
Sai
you.
Ram. So that was Mr. Vijay Sarathy, who works as a senior statistician in the administrative block of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So with that, we move on to the last part of this program. You will now listen to the Mandir version of this lovely bhajan.
Nanda Gopala,
brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Dear listeners, please feel free to share with us what you think about this bhajan. If you know of any vintage bhajan that we are not aware of, we have done, I think, probably about 70 or 80 of them now. We really want to continue this exercise, this lovely effort of bringing back old bhajans from the sands of time. If you also know of any bhajans which used to be sung in the early years in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir, please feel free to share them with us. We will pray to Swami and take as many bhajans as possible and document them for posterity, document them for the coming generations, and also for us to relive the bliss of these lovely compositions. Thank you so much, with prayers at His lotus feet, for this beautiful opportunity of sharing His melodies. We bring this session to a close.